youngest was broke by, they weren't even teenagers. I think if they were 11, might have been ahead of it. And how, my problem is with the insurance, if someone gets hurt, I mean, how them two young boys didn't get hurt breaking the windows. I mean, it's beggar's belief, you know, because they cut the wrists off themselves completely, you know.
Yeah, and I think you've been gracious in thinking in that regard, but these are double glazed windows.
No, they are, yeah.
And they're smaller panes, yeah. And it's going to take a lot of work. The decking, you can't keep patching that up, so no, eventually
well,
that's...
Really, the decking's going to have to come down, Greg, because it's actually a hazard now, because a lot of people use that car park, you know, coming up to the main street, go to the shops, go to the hairdressers, go everywhere, you know. But it's got that bad now. I'll have to get the decking taken away completely because it's just not safe.
But it's also got to the point that if you do that and if you repair these windows or whatever you might do, you wonder, are they going to come back? And it's what will they throw through the window the next time? Will they throw a bottle of petrol? I'm not trying to give anyone ideas, but you must be considering this stuff yourself if it's escalating like it is.
Well, I don't know. Monday night now, there was a gang of them out there. There must have been 20 of them, you know. And repeatedly asked them to leave, and they repeatedly went back, but we've got contact with the guards anyway, so they come down and disperse them. So I haven't really seen them since I put up the thing on Facebook now that it seems they've got some kind of a message across, because some of the parents were ringing me yesterday and wondering was their son or daughter there. But my problem is, Greg, that many young ones floating about now, I don't know who they are, you know.
Yeah, but if they're not congregating outside your place and smashing your place up, are these the same type of people that are kicking off wing mirrors, throwing stones into car parks, smashing windows of houses on the side of the street? You know, and I'm not fingering them for that, yeah. But I'm just wondering, I presume that there's not some sort of a magnet attracts them to your place for antisocial behaviour.
Oh,
they're
no,
out
no,
and
no,
about
no,
doing it.
I don't believe that, no, but I know going by some of the posts that come back yesterday, like they're actually jumping out in front of cars. I mean, I don't know what that's about. And there's cars been damaged in the town as well. I don't know, again, if it's the same group, but...
Listen, last Tuesday on the community guard slot, warnings of groups of teenagers, groups of youths, actually, even younger than teenagers, throwing stones at cars.
Yeah.
You know, so there is an element out there. Whether they're the same people or not, they're certainly of the same age group. What is making them do this? Why do they think that it is in any way acceptable to be attacking their own town and its people?
Yeah, no, I can't understand it either, you know. As I say, the guards came to me last night, so what I'm doing from today is downloading as many photographs as I can, so I think they're going to visit the parents, you know. So hopefully that'll put an end to it, you know.
At this stage, it's in the children's best interest and it's in the parents' best interest that this is nipped in the bud, because this kind of behaviour keeps going on. Where does it end? What happens next? What do they do next? If the thrill of smashing windows and breaking up decking, if that thrill just doesn't kick it anymore, what do you do next?
Yeah, no, well, as I say earlier, my fear is insurance. I mean, something happens, these youths, I mean, the parents will handle me, you know. I don't want that. I don't want anybody to get injured in it.
100%.
That's the way they're heading, you know.